Foundation has also said that the United States should most expeditiously move the 7th Fleet into the Taiwan Straits because the missile attacks have already begun. There's two now being fired. They have not hit Taiwan, but I think it is important to not only world peace, but to the stability of our region as we look to Asia to being our partner in the future, that we do everything we can to help deter these attacks. You know, it is the first time that we have had a presidential election in Taiwan, and President Lee has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize by a Swedish ambassador because of this very historic occasion that is going on Taiwan. And I hope that when we have the letter finished, that all members of this body will consider signing that letter that we will send to President Clinton. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Further special orders, Representative Bryce.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would ask the leave of the body to speak on tough times.
Without objection, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. As the chair of the Children's Caucus, I hear weekly about the hard decisions that are being made in the budget, the effects on children. Not only that, but I also hear about, you know, promising aspects that the state has as far as addressing many of the needs of the children in the state as well. I've come to the conclusion through, you know, three and a half years in this body, as well as many years talking with other people who are involved with children's issues and that type of thing, that we need to do things smarter, better, and we need to put more focus on prevention. And as the old saying goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, or, you know, we can be penny wise and pound foolish. I would like to offer my thanks to the governor for showing a high degree of concern for the children in this state. According to Executive Order 96, taking effect today, he is taking the first step in rejuvenating the Children's Trust. He's also making an active effort at making sure that that trust gets funded through private and public partnerships. I think it's very important, Madam Speaker, as we talk about juvenile crime and as we talk about the need to address the needs of our children, not just now but into the future, that we seriously consider these types of efforts of partnering between the public and private sector to find new ways to fund programs that keep children out of the juvenile justice system, which directly leads into the adult justice system, which is not only a drain, as we all know, on our budget, but on our society. And, Madam Speaker, taking some very serious looks at what we're going to be doing with the Department of Health and Social Services budgets, I hope that we have the foresight to look at what ways we can do to encourage the development of the Children's Trust Fund and encourage the people on the third floor to ensure that that program gets established, gets up and running, and has the funds adequately provided to it so we can establish a permanent fund for our children in the state. Thank you.
Further special orders, Representative Cabina.
Speaker, speak briefly on budget caps.
Without objection, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'm sorry the member from North Pole has left already, because his statement that he made about budget caps and going to be introduced this year actually brings more questions to my mind than they answered. And I'm specifically concerned that who sets the budget caps and whether it's really just one person. Never serving on the Finance Committee, maybe I'm a little ignorant exactly how this procedure works, but having the chairman basically set the budget himself in one person for all the departments is of concern to me. And in fact, I would feel better that the majority caucus was discussing that situation and trying to determine as a group. At least then I would know that the majority of people in this body were determining how our budget was going to be capped out in each department. So I just like to say that I am concerned about that, and I know the people of Alaska are concerned about if we are going to make the cuts as indicated by your majority plan, you know, where those cuts are going to fall. We all understand that we need to get control of our budget, but of course the philosophy about where they're going to happen. And since I do serve on some finance subcommittees, I'm aware that once those budget caps comes out, it's very hard to change them. Once we get them down there and we try to debate them in a subcommittee, it's pretty much, well, these are our caps and this is what we have to live in. So I hope that there is a very vigorous debate going on, if not on this floor, certainly by a lot of people in this body and not just a very few.
Further special orders? Are you ready for the are you ready for the question? Mr. Majority Leader.
Now, Speaker, the question is, will the House stand adjournment? Which we will. I move it as unanimous consent the House stand adjournment until 11 o'clock a.m. Monday, March the 11th.
We're adjourned until 11 a.m. Monday. Representative Kavina.